The path to a more diverse tech industry might not go through college. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. There are two long-standing trends in the tech industry that have intensified over the last couple of years. One, there are more jobs than workers to fill them. And two, there's a need to diversify this workforce. So more and more, companies are rolling back degree requirements that were part of many job descriptions. That's given new opportunities to people like Stanley Amatayili. He left Nigeria a couple years ago to join his dad in Seattle, giving up a degree program in laboratory science.
You know, like moving to the States, I'm thinking, oh, do I have to go through all of that again? Like, it felt impossible at first.
He knew he wanted to break into Seattle's tech industry, but he didn't have the time or money to go back to university. So he signed up for a coding boot camp, which led to an internship at Microsoft, which led to an apprenticeship at Box, a cloud storage company. Since January, he's been honing his software development skills while getting paid.
That opportunity to both learn and be able to apply all of that at the same time is just, you know, even coming here, I did not imagine that this is an opportunity that I'll be able to have.
Workers without college degrees bring all kinds of skills and potential and are key to a more inclusive tech industry, says Papia DeBroy, who leads research at the nonprofit Opportunity at Work.
When an employer requires a bachelor's degree, they're screening out almost 70% of our Black workforce, almost 80% of our Hispanic workforce, and they also screen out almost 75% of our rural workforce.
But while many tech companies say they're loosening up on degree requirements, it's easier said than done. A Harvard Business School analysis of IT job postings from 2017 to 2021 found many of the biggest tech firms still demanded degrees for upwards of 70% of jobs. Harvard's Joseph Fuller says it's likely because employers are looking for soft skills that are harder to prove on a resume.
Employers used college degrees as a proxy for social skills.
But there are a handful of companies that have made progress. One is IBM, where fewer than a third of IT jobs required a degree, the best rate among all the tech companies. Obed Louisant, IBM's senior VP for transformation and culture, says it can be more labor intensive to hire this way.
So it does cause us to job by job and say, what's the success criteria, right?
Rather than relying on a degree as a catch-all, they have to figure out what are the actual skills that each position requires and how many of them can be taught.
What's more important than the technical skill? The curiosity to learn, right? Because we can teach someone who is curious and tech savvy a number of different skills.
The approach requires education for hiring managers too, he says. At IBM, they go through training called License to Hire to ensure their practices are in alignment with the company's goals and they're not bringing their own college biases to interviews. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.